Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest spick of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit lunching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Hey, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and I drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. Before we get started, we usually have the Prayer for Good Radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen. That was Reverend X. Today we actually have a guest coming on. Today we're waiting for him to call in. His name is Jason Matera. He served as the media spokesman for Young America's Foundation and is a special TV correspondent for HotAir.com. Born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, Matera has spoken at conferences and schools across the U.S. and written for conservation publications, including Human Events, The Washington Times, National Review Online, and Townhall.com. He's a frequent guest on national radio and television programs, including the Fox News Channel, CNN, and C-SPAN. His first book, Obama Zombies, was published on May 23rd by Threshold Editions, a division of Scheinman & Schuster. So, again, we're waiting for him to come on. He's a Puerto Rican like me, so a Puerto Rican conservative, so this should be a treat, a real, real treat. Actually, let me see. Wow, they should have called in by now. Oh, don't tell me they're not going to call in. Trying to get a phone number. So, yeah, I'm waiting for them to call in. Basically, we're going to be having this guy on. He's a Puerto Rican conservative. He does on YouTube, Jason Matera. He does ambush a lot of politicians and ask them the questions. He pisses off a lot of people, man. It's hilarious. You know, he really just gets in people's faces and, just ask them the questions, and they're like, oh, well, you know, they think he's a young guy, he don't know nothing. I forgot who wrote an article about him, but he called him a racist because of his thick Brooklyn accent and saying brother, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, that's how we talk in Brooklyn. That's just how we do things. So we got him. In fact, let's take a quick break because probably not going to be able to take a commercial break. We're going to take a quick commercial break while we basically away from the call-in, so.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at Blueberry.com. That's Blueberry, no E's, .com.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's out to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
This is war!
I'm going to try to call. I'm calling his publicist right now. Had to Google her number. So, hopefully, she's able to pick up. How come this thing ain't ringing?
Hi, you've reached Kristen Dwyer at Gallery Books. I'm away from my desk at the moment.
What the fuck? Alrighty, let's try this again. Oh my. Yeah. Oh man, alright. Ooh, this is fucking awkward as hell. I hate when this happens. I really do hate when this shit happens. I schedule an interview and either they forget or hold on. And I bet I'm gonna still have only 30 minutes.
Hi, it's Kristen.
Hi, Ms. Dwyer. It's me, Louis B. of the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I scheduled an interview with Jason today.
Hi, I just saw your email. I'm trying to track him down.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, he has all the number, the information, everything, so I'm trying to find him, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye. Ooh. Ooh. Well, with that being said, who wants to call in? Yeah, screw it. Open the lines up. Call in.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
I really need to get me a fucking direct line to this shit. Oh, criminy. Yeah. We got Miguel up in the chat room. What up, Miguel? Got Vortex. Stay black, everybody. Yeah, trying to get this guy on. He's a Puerto Rican conservative. Yeah, feel free to call in while we're waiting for her. Hopefully she tracks him down. Oh, man, hopefully she doesn't cut my time with him, because I would hate to have to, you know, he calls 10 minutes, you know. I want my 30 minutes. So, Ooh. But Google is the shit, man. Oh, man. So, what else we got? What we got going here? I mean, you know, the Obama thing passed. The whole, you know, people already, they're already charging taxes for it. We're already paying for it. It's ridiculous. It's probably not even going to take it into full effect until 2012. Yeah. Oh, man. This. I'm going down in flames. See, this is why I never learn my fucking lesson. I really don't. I never learn my fucking lesson. I should really always come up with, like, a standby plan. But I always... Oh, man. All right. This has got to stick now. Anyways, some developments happened. Everybody knows that I've been going after Luke about the finances. And, you know, to get transparency. And, you know, I always get, oh, well, you're not entitled to that. He didn't trust you, so he didn't have to show you. Well, according to We Are Change's Code of Conduct, in fact, let me read that. Where is it? Where? Yeah. Wait, okay, let me try to read that shit. According to their code of conduct, basically, I was kicked out for nothing. Let me read this. Yeah. All expenditures will be presented to the group with statements presented on the first meeting of every month detailing the expenses and money accrued. Then why the fuck was I kicked out? It makes no sense. It makes no sense why I was kicked out. I was basically. Okay, he's calling now. Alright, ooh. Alrighty, so yeah, I was kicked out for no fucking reason. You know, he should have been showing the records before this thing escalated. So, again, not my fault. Not anyone else's fault. Not my team's fault for asking questions. We were doing what was in the bylaws. We were holding Luke accountable for the bylaws. So that's pretty much it. That's the one thing. Oh, man. So yeah, we got Jason Matera. He's supposed to be calling in. Yeah, I know. I've been saying that over and over and over. Just waiting. Just got an email from his publicist. So, yeah. I know I gave him the right number. So, oh, man. So, ooh, I'm just stalling right now, just waiting for him to call in, and hopefully we'll get this started. I got a whole bunch of questions to ask him. Very, very good questions, actually. I've been busting my ass.
Busting my ass.
So, ooh. Yeah, actually went to a concert last night. Saw, Knives Everywhere. They're a local metal band. Filmed it. I'm going to be posting it on our Blip TV account. Blip.tv, you know, Crotch Shot Radio. You know, so Crotch Shot TV. So go to crotchshotradio.com/TV. And we'll hopefully have it up tonight. Going to be going to see Someday Static, their concert today in the city. So I'm going to be filming that as well in HD. So, you guys got that to look forward to. I mean, I'm trying to content for you guys. Yeah. So, Eek. Where is he? Eek. Oof. I have absolutely nothing planned. Holy crap. Holy crap. So, yeah, still waiting for him. I wonder if he doesn't call by 7:30, how screwed am I? Ugh. Will today's show be a wash? Will Louis get out of this situation? Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat schedule. Wait, is he calling? Hold on. Sometimes I gotta fucking refresh this thing. Let me refresh it, see if he's calling in. Oh, shit, somebody is calling in. Wait. This damn thing is... It doesn't say... Show if he's calling in or not. Yeah, no. No one's calling in. So, doing my show, Christy. I'm doing my show, Christy. Damn. So. Oh, what a turd. What a turd. So, yeah, screw it. Let me get some prank calls up here. Play some. Oh, you know what? Let me play this song here. I got this is from Far From Resolution with Still Hours.
This is Still Hours. Alex.
was farther from resolution with their song Still Ours. Still waiting for Jason Matera. I was supposed to have only 30 minutes with him. And it's 20 minutes into the show and he still hasn't called in. So it means if he calls in now, okay, 21 minutes. So what, I got like, what, eight minutes and 30 seconds to freaking answer all my fucking questions? Okay, this is starting to, I'm fucking pissed off. This is fucking unprofessional. I'm giving this motherfucker free fucking advertising to his book. Hold on, let me try calling her again. If she doesn't pick up, then I know I just got ditched.
Hi, it's Kristen.
Hi, Ms. Dwyer. It's me, Louis B. again.
Hi.
Yeah, sorry to be bothering you. I mean, it's, you told me that I had 30 minutes with him, and it's 7:22 right now.
I know. I just sent you an email. Jason said he's been trying to get through, and the number isn't working. And then his cell phone died.
Oh.
So he's kind of been trying to get through, and unfortunately, he has to leave at 7:30, so I'm wondering, can we just reschedule?
Okay.
But he said the number isn't working.
The number isn't working?
No.
Is there any way for me to call him? Just email me the number?
Well, you know, I could, but he has to physically leave at 7:30. Like, so I'm wondering if just, that's why I'm saying, do you want to just reschedule? Because you only have, like, 5 minutes.
Right. Okay, I guess we would have to then.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
But is the number correct? Because I just read it off to him again.
Yeah, I mean, it's 724.
Yeah.
444.
Yeah.
7444.
Yeah.
Extension 23980.
Yep.
And then you'll hear a lady prompt you to press £1.
Okay, I don't know if like he knew that part, but I'm sure. Okay, so I'm really sorry about this, but just email me a time when we can reschedule. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I mean I'm free anytime next week.
Okay, so I will send you an email and with a reschedule time. I'm really sorry.
Okay, thank you very much. Anyways, Ms. Dwyer.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. And shit. And you know what? It, ladies and gentlemen, it's one of those rare occasions. Fuck it. It's the prank call show. Alrighty, it's time to do some prank calls. Ladies and gentlemen, give me your numbers. I need some phone numbers, everybody. Send me some phone numbers. And some American phone numbers. And we're going to start pranking the hell out of people. Let's do it this. Yeehaw! It's a prank call show. Alrighty. Whew. You know what? Let's go for some Craigslist hookers and fuck with them. So, Craigslist hoes. Cuban princess. Oh, there we go. A Cuban princess. Do we have a Cuban princess. Alrighty, so we're gonna call this one. Oh, it's the prank call show. Looking like milk, God damn it. I guess today is going to be one of those days that it doesn't work out. Oh, hell. Alright, I think we're going to call this a scratch. okay, we got a phone number. 1-800-FAT-GIRLS. 1-800-FAT-GIRLS. What's the 212 number, Miguel? Yeah, we'll find out.
Afternoon, Prime View.
Hello, who's this again?
Eugene, who is this?
Eugene, hi Eugene, my name is Louis, can you help me out real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Look, it's kind of leaning to the right, I need someone to like straighten me out for a little bit.
What are you talking about?
Are you available? So, okay, hold on. Game on. This guy wants to hang up on people. Okay, why should I call her, Miguel? I need some more details.
You have reached Prime View Inc. If you know your party's extension, you may dial.
Prime. Alrighty. Alright, let's see what we got here. Okay, we're next victim. My inner defense is failing. The reason I know. That I'm stricken and can't let you go. I think I'm gonna cut it short today.
Hello?
Hello, Rebecca?
Yes?
Hi, I saw your number on a public bathroom. Hello? Fucking bitch.
Hey, it's Rebecca. You reach my cell. Leave a message and I'll call you back. Bye.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2.
Damn it, Rebecca! I was gonna offer you the tens of dollars for your services. It's that you're advertising yourself on the goddamn public stall, and you have the nerve to hang up on me? Who do you think you are? Somebody showed me a picture of you. They have your picture there, too. You ain't all that, bitch. I'm offering you $20. That's $19.99 more than what you're worth. I'm desperate right now. I just need this shit done. Fuck, man. How dare you? Toss your own fucking salad. App. Yep. Oh, man. So, hey, what song? Yeah, how dare she, Sky Sagittarius? We got Sky Sagittarius in the chat room. Hey, Sky, if you got any prank call numbers, email them to me at crotchoutradio@yahoo.com or Skype them to me. I'm on Skype, Crotchout Radio, and yeah. So I got someone feeding me numbers. I as many numbers as you can. Okay, who's that? Her name is Victoria. Ah! We're gonna... We're gonna get this bitch. Okay. Alright. You know what, let me just add Miguel and... Let me just add his ass. And she's a drunken whore. A professional drunken whore. How dare she? Alright, prank call show. When all else fails, there's always a prank.
Yo.
What's up?
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
How dare you?
Yo. Hold on, let me set myself up here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking funny.
So yeah, okay, so now let's call Victoria. I'm gonna need
Victoria.
I'm gonna need you to quiet your mouth. And I need you to hush up and try not to laugh or else you'll fuck the whole shit up.
Alright, I'll just turn my mic off.
Alright.
Please leave your message for 201887.
Whew. Fuck.
Yeah, I can't let her number be broadcast out like that.
Alright, this one right here. Check this out.
Wait, okay.
201.
Shush, you type it.
Alright.
What's wrong with you?
I meant 212.
Oh my god. No, type it! Because you're gonna get me fucking sued if this shit goes out and somebody fucking... fucks the shit up. Oh, man. Alrighty, Shannon. We're calling all the whores of Jersey City. Speaking about whores of Jersey City.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2016. Fuck.
Damn, these whores are not picking up. They don't want to make money.
Oh, I got another one.
Alrighty. Oh, man.
Oh, I got a good one right here.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Don't give me Glenn's number because he'll know I'm calling.
Nah. This is my old boss.
Or your old boss.
Yeah, crazy ass fucking Puerto Rican from the Bronx moved to Bayonne because he was too nuts.
Oh.
This might be interesting.
The king of Bayonne.
His name is Hector.
Hector. What a spick name. What a spick name. Alrighty. Hey, Hector.
Who's this?
Hey, my name is Jose. Need to know something. Yeah, I need some help. You run Tech Media Services?
Yes.
Yeah, yo, I got a job for you. I just need you to help me out. Yo, can you come to the South Bronx? I need to get hooked up. What are your prices?
Well, first of all, the South Bronx is a little too far for tonight. I can do that over
the
weekend.
Well, no. Of course not tonight, silly ass. I mean, it's for next week.
All right. It depends what the scenario is. What's going on?
Okay, I have, like, a presentation to do, and I need to hook up, like, a bunch of computers networked together so that way I could show them the presentation and, you know, have, like, a whole hands-on multimedia type of thing going. Can you help me?
Sure.
Sure.
How many computers are we talking about?
We're talking about at least 10. 10. I mean, if you could do laptops, because, you know, those big bulky shits, you know, the room is not big enough for full-grown PCs.
Okay, and right. That being the case,
okay,
you're gonna need a server that's gonna actually stream the presentation. You got that in place?
Okay, what kind of server are we talking about? Because we got servers that we use to store, you know, our information, of course, you know, and you know, for our websites and shit. I mean, you know, we could get you where we store, you know, because we're a porno company. We're an up-and-coming porno company.
Okay.
Are you into porn?
Not really, but I'm cool with what you do.
You're cool? So okay.
You know.
All right, yeah, because what we do is we do lesbian, shemale, turkey porn. I mean, I don't know if you're down with that.
Well, I'm not, but it's all about business, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. After we're done, I mean, we could, you know, maybe make a deal. You could go with one of our she ladies, you know.
Not interested.
Not interested. Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah, so anyways, yeah, our presentation is basically to get some investors and stuff. So, I mean, what, like, will an external hard drive do? Like
a terabyte? Well, a terabyte will do, depending on how much video you intend to stream.
Well, also, it's not so much video. It's only like 30 minutes worth of video, but mostly it's gonna be like spreadsheets and stuff like that, showing how much we've actually grown without investors. Yes, exactly.
Okay. So this is what we can do, so that we can start off on the right foot.
Right.
Okay. I have an email address. I don't know where you got my site from.
I actually got it from a friend of mine who knows you and knew your girlfriend, I guess. They said that you could help. I actually had to find out what your real name was, because they were saying they're calling you Viejo Cabron. I don't know what that means.
Somebody on the south foot. I tell you what you can do. My site is techmedia.us.
Okay.
Okay.
What does Viejo Cabron mean?
I have no idea, man.
You don't
Somebody
know?
On a bet. No, I don't even know who it is.
You don't know who it is. And why would they refer to you as Viejo Cabron?
I have no idea.
Huh. I mean, is that like a term of endearment?
It could be.
It could be a term of endearment. Okay.
And by the way, what's your name?
I said my name is Joey.
Joey. Okay. This is what we can do, Joey.
Yeah.
On my site, it's techmedia.us.
All right.
Okay. My
can
email
we can
address.
We can we fucks with each other? That's what I need to know. Because I mean, I'm not.
Can
you know,
what?
You seem like a cool guy. You know, I want to work with you.
Okay. Can we do what together?
Hey, do business. You know, fuck with each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, do business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it's business, yeah.
Yeah. What, you don't like a little reach around?
There's no reach around, guy.
Are you homophobic? Wait, are you homophobic?
I'm not homophobic, but I'm not gay.
What's the problem with me giving you a hand job? How's that gay? Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and pretend. Why are you laughing? You're laughing. You like the idea. You like the idea. You're thinking about it. I like where your head's at.
Okay, if you like where my head is at, this is how it works.
Yeah, and you're going to like where my head is at when I meet you, if you give me a good price.
All right, this is how it works.
Meaning I'm going to suck your dick.
Okay, no you're not, because you're not even going to get that close.
Yes, I am. Watch. I'm like Luke Skywalker going to attack the Death Star. All I need is a little space, and BAM! Your pants are off.
Not happening, guys.
Who's that? Is that your wife or your girlfriend in the background?
That's my wife.
Oh, she could join in too. I go both ways.
She don't play that.
Yeah, you know, she could put on the strap on and I stick my dick in your mouth. We put you in the rotisserie. He hung up.
Oh, shit.
She...
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh, that was too much. That was just too much, man.
Hold on. Oh, we got a new number. All right, Travis, who's that? We got a new number. That's hilarious. Freaking Travis. Can we fucks with each other?
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
That was classic. I got a bunch of numbers, man.
Katie. All right. I got one. This looks like it's going to be an international thing. Thank God Skype does unlimited calls to Canada. Let me call him one more time.
Your guy.
Yeah, silly ass. Why you hung up?
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do.
This is what are you going to do?
I'm going to trace the number back to where you called me from.
Okay.
Because you see this number that's coming up on my phone system? That's not working for you.
Ah.
Okay? Because I got ways of tracing it back.
Okay.
All right, if you're going to fuck with somebody, fuck with someone who's not technically inclined that could do something like that.
Okay.
And don't call me anymore.
Why? You don't want to work with me? I thought we could do business.
Nah. Your terms, guys.
Come on, so, we can't do business?
Not of your terms.
Come on. So, it's all fun. It's all fun and games. It's all fun and games. Come on. Why are you so afraid? You sound like you're afraid.
Nah, I'm looking out for your own good.
Okay.
You call me again.
All right.
I'm going to trace the number. This number, this unknown number that you're putting up here, that doesn't work for you because it's traceable. Okay. Are we clear?
So what? You saying we can't work with each other?
Not like this.
What?
I'm not interested, guys.
You're not into bestiality? How about donkeys?
I warned you, didn't I?
How about
donkeys? Don't say I didn't warn you.
How about donkeys?
You have a nice day, guys.
How about some donkeys? Oh, man. Alrighty. Call in. Who was her name? Katie? Katie, yeah. Warned ya.
Your call has been forwarded to TELUS Mobility Voice Messaging Center.
Katie Anderson.
Oh, damn it. Alrighty. Oops. Yeah, I got it. All right, Mark.
I'm unable to answer your call right now, so if you leave your name and your number, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Have a great day.
fine.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up.
Oh, man. When all else fails, it turns into a prank call show. I'm technically inclined.
What is it, Baxter?
Hey, Terrence.
Baxter.
Is this Terrence?
Baxter, what is it?
Hey, I didn't get my fucking package.
What was that, Baxter?
I didn't get my package. How come you didn't deliver my damn package?
Let me hold something.
What? Yo! Oh, that's...
In English. You know I don't speak Spanish.
This
how can you say such a mean-spirited thing to me, Baxter?
What a fucking...
You're the worst son I've ever had. Well, fuck you too, Baxter. What do you mean by that?
This is the gayest...
Your mother's a whore. I'm sorry, Baxter. I didn't mean that. Give me a hug.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
God damn it, Terrence! You're fired! Don't come into work! If I see you in your fucking UPS Browns, I'm whooping your ass! What kind of bullshit message is that? What's wrong with you? I'm getting a whole bunch of complaints on your fucking route that no one's getting their goddamn package. You what are you? You stealing all the fucking Nikes and the goddamn the Tommy Hilfigers? What the fuck is your problem, Terrence? Then you, I have to fucking sit through this long ass fucking voicemail? Fucking cocksucker, kill yourself. Do yourself a favor, schmuck. And that's how it's done. Alright, what does Travis want? Okay. Call him a skinny white boy. Oh. Yeah, I think I'm gonna end the show early because I gotta run to this, freaking concert.
Hello?
Yo, Lee!
Hello?
Is this Lee?
Yeah.
You skinny white butts! Fucking faggot. Oh. No, he did not. Just hang up on me. No, that fucking...
Hello?
You skinny white faggot! How dare you hang up on me! I'll go over there and slap you!
What?
You fucking heard me, you fucking skinny white cracker motherfucker! The fuck's your problem?
Who are you?
I'm your fucking father! I should slap your mother for not taking the $600 I gave her to abort your stupid ass! And now you're going around acting like a fucking retard to the whole fucking world?
Who are you?
Who the fuck are you? What the fuck is wrong with you? I told you who I am! I'm your fucking father! I'm disappointed! Kill yourself! God damn!
You wanna come down here?
Yeah, I'll come down there.
Come meet me.
Yeah, I'll meet you. I'll meet you. Shit! Just call me Dad. I'm your dad. Call me Dad. How am I afraid of I'm going to go meet you? I'm telling you my name. I'm your fucking father. You fucking little white putz. Oh, you piece of shit. You freaking make me sick. No one likes you. Hello?
Come on.
Speak up. Where you at? Tell me where the fuck you at. Give me an address. Give me an address. Give me an address. Give me an address. Where you at? I'll come meet you. Oh, what? What's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, he fucking hung up. Oh, hell. All right. Yeah. He hung up. He's like, oh, you want to come by? I'm like, okay. Don't call back. Oh, God. Alrighty. Anyways, y'all, I'm going to end the show a little early because I gotta go to a concert that I'm filming. So, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. It started off kind of rough. And, nah, I can't do one more. I'll do some other prank call shows. I mean, I got really, you know what? This is like a prank call show. I gotta start doing prank call shows at least once a week.
All right.
So I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and see you guys tomorrow for the unsigned music party. So,
Wayando.
Wayando.